The demand for goat meat has been very strong this year, and as much from probably places where people least expect. You know, we've seen a lot of demand out of Canada, America, both South and North America, and also the Caribbean. There has been inquiry from China and also from the Middle East, but we've found the best markets are the Americas, really.
So the goats come down from the Gascoyne, get delivered to Beaufort River Meats. What?
Yes.
How much processing happens to the goats then from there?
Oh, look, the goats would come down, and obviously with the length and the preparation done on station, which has been very good, we then will give them a feed and also definitely put them on water, which will go overnight, and then they're processed the next day. So goats basically arrive one day and are processed the next day. Most of your processing with goat meat is done as six-way cut. There is some carcass, and there's also what you would call assorted cuts as well, Eliza.
So the six-way cut, would that be, say, the larger goats that need to be split up?
Yeah, you'll see some of your larger goats. You'll also see, you know, reasonable-sized carcass goats as well. Your six-way cuts, you've got to remember, you've got to be able to put them in the box. So your largest goats will go in as assorted pieces in some places.
And what about the whole carcasses? Because that surprises me, because it's difficult to transport a whole carcass and it takes up extra room.
Oh, not necessarily. What you do is you poly-stockinette them, and we do it with mutton as well. You certainly can't fit as many carcasses in a container, but you also haven't got that further processing with, like, as a six-way cut.
What are your thoughts on the supply? Because anecdotally we hear that there's a lot less goats now in the Gascoyne.
Oh, I think you can see from figures at BRM, even before Wellard bought BRM in 2012, that certainly the goat numbers going through and being processed were on the decline. I think we've definitely seen that over 3 years as well, Eliza, with goat numbers not really recovering. Quality of goats was outstanding this year, possibly as good as you would see, but just numbers really are declining, and you can see that in where people have, you know, used to consign goats 10 years ago, they'd be selling 3,000, 4,000 goats. Unfortunately for those stations today and those vendors, a lot of those would be battling to consign 600 or 700 a year now.
So what happens then? Does that market just dwindle away?
No, it won't dwindle. I think, you know, you've seen the first time I can remember, and I'm sure could be corrected, but I think it's one of the first times that we've seen goat meat so far ahead of sheep meat. So no, the demand's there and people are still requiring goats. Obviously there's processors in the eastern states that do goats as well. I would think the Australian market's on the decline with numbers, all for the same reasons as we're having in the Gascoyne and Murchison.
Can you ever imagine people actually trying to farm them on stations up here?
I don't know. You'd have to, you know, I think the Act doesn't really allow you to farm them, but why not? I mean, if the goat trade is going to be, you know, financially rewarding, I would think that there would be no reason why you would not see a bit of farming. The only thing is, obviously, the factors that have caused the decline in numbers is whether they can be controlled.